Now more of America Weekend. America Weekend. Oh, I want to get away. I
want to fly away. Yeah. Want to get away?
If you would like to get away, we've come to the right place. Bestfares.com is a great website. You can do tickets for all kinds of things there. Tom Parsons is the editor and publisher of a newsletter that's on the site, bestfares.com. And he has knowledge, inside knowledge, when the fares sales are going to take place, where to go to get the best deals, et cetera, et cetera. I want to talk to him about this Senate panel that has urged a crackdown on airline fees. We'll figure out how that works and how it will impact you and your travel up next here on Good Day.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This five-time All-Star hit 30 or more homers in 10 of his 19 seasons and finished his career with 493. He was part of the 1995 World Champion Braves, but has somehow missed being voted into the Hall of Fame. So where is Fred McGriff now? The crime dog spent several years in community outreach with the Tampa Bay Rays. He's an analyst with MLB.com and has appeared as a baseball expert for the Bright House Network and Fox News. Fred coaches baseball at Tampa's Jesuit High School, and since 1991, he's been seen endorsing the Tom Emanski instructional baseball videos.
To center field and deep. It's out of here! Fred McGriff!
Way to go, crime dog. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
Tired high cable bills? Disable the cable with MyTV. Call 888-759-MYTV.
Today on App Check, with Turkey Plucker, flick feathers off a turkey as fast as you can. Includes realistic feather falling action. Now, this app is a turkey. Turkey Plucker. Struck out.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Dial 877-219-8780.
All right, let's get to the heart of the matter here. Travel news and information. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. There appears to be no connection, as we have acknowledged here 100 times if we've acknowledged it once. You're all over fees, bag fees, the fees that you have to pay if you change your ticket, the surcharge for fuel, all of these things. The airlines are making millions and millions of dollars and screwing people at the same time. The government wants to look at it. Well, is the government's at fault because they allowed these things to happen in the first place? If they'd just said no to the mergers or no to some of these things, the airlines are somewhat regulated. So isn't it the government's fault when you get down to it, Tom?
Well, sort of, but this is, you know, this is the collusion.
Yeah.
Between the airlines, you know, some of these things like change fees, cancellation fees, they don't have to go before the Department of Justice or Transportation. They just put it there. Fuel surcharges, I guarantee you, they didn't go before the United States government and say, oh, by the way, every airplane ticket going to Europe with all our co-chair partners is now $516, and it hasn't budged in 3 and 4 years, and yet fuel is half what it used to be, but mm-hmm. they're still charging the mandatory $516. I guess the irritant too is you cannot resell your ticket like you could for a concert or something in that order. And many of the baseball games and the airlines want $200 for change in the airplane ticket. Doesn't matter if you want to change it 180 days from now, 90 days from now, or tomorrow. They want the same $200.
That's just abusive.
Yes, and the ticket could cost you $100, and you got to pay $200 to change it cancel it. Yeah, for those who do call and you have a $100 airplane ticket, shame on you.
Yeah. All right. So what do you make? The airlines this week said that they're not going to carry trophies back from Europe or Africa. That is animals who have been killed. That's just more good PR, isn't it?
Political correct.
Yeah.
Political correct. UPS sure didn't say anything at all. They said, yep, we'll still be doing it as long as...
Oh, I thought UPS said they weren't going to do it.
No, I thought UPS said they still would.
Huh.
UPS, I mean, UPS is a cargo company.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know what's going to happen if a guy kills a one of those things with antlers up in the Montana something. So the airlines do charge you $75 to ship one of them home.
Really?
Yeah. But I guess they're not considered wild and crazy animals.
No.
They'll still transport them.
Yeah. All right. Tom Parsons from bestfares.com. Check out the website for the best deals around, whether you're traveling today, tomorrow, next week, next month. Check it out, bestfares.com. Thank you, Tom.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.
America!